This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Tomorrow we'll hear from IBM, and Thursday we'll hear from Google. Reports from both companies could tell us some things about the state of the industry, also the health of the larger economy. Carl Howe is a senior analyst at the Yankee Group. Carl, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Google and IBM, these are companies that are in very different places.
Completely different places. If you look at IBM, IBM has traditionally been a bellwether for not only the U.S., but the global economy. With a recovering economy, I'm expecting to see IBM post decent earnings. Google, on the other hand, is a giant among giants. It's really leading the mobile revolution. And of course, advertising is the engine behind Google.
Let's talk about the possibility that both of these companies do poorly.
On the Google side, it's really about advertising at the end of the day. The one thing that I will say, and I usually don't like to talk about stock prices, is that Google's in this very dangerous position of running up against the magical $1,000 share price.
Which we know is a curse, right?
It is. As soon as anybody says, oh, it's going past 1,000, that's usually the time when the stock starts tanking. I think if IBM does poorly, it says a somewhat muted thing about the global economy.
So why is it then that IBM's quarterly earnings might not actually be a bellwether in terms of the personal computing market?
Yeah, the irony of IBM, whose name is inextricably linked with the PC, is that IBM hasn't been in the PC business for over 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And today they're actually much more like a technology services organization, and they're also able to weather changes in the technology winds much more easily.
Carl Howe is a vice president of research at the Yankee Group. Carl, thank you very much, sir.
It was a pleasure to be here.